Death is a fact of life, but it's not a topic or conversation many people like to have. This is Lisa Berry, and we are joined now on 89.1 WEMU by someone who tries to make that conversation easier as a death educator. Gail Rubin, welcome, and let's begin with the public appearances you'll be making this week in Ann Arbor. The first one at the University of Michigan Health System as part of Grief Awareness Week.
That talk is called Laughing in the Face of Death, Movies, Medicine, and Mortality. And then that evening at 7:30, I'm speaking at Beth Israel Congregation in Ann Arbor on Jewish funeral traditions on film.
I think as soon as people hear Grief Awareness Week, they think, this is going to be sad. I'm not interested.
This is a funny talk with film clips that illustrate comedy in the hospital and lightens a serious conversation with laughter.
What point are you trying to get across?
Well, humans do have a 100% mortality rate, yet less than 30% of us do any end-of-life planning. Doctors and nurses and medical personnel are dealing with death in hospitals on a regular basis. But we can laugh in the face of death by watching these funny films and then learn how we can distance ourselves emotionally and better deal with this whole deathly topic.
With the ultimate goal being you're planning and you're prepared?
Well, that's my ultimate goal, to help people be prepared for end of life. The talk with Grief Week, the point is to help medical professionals better deal with their emotional reactions when patients die in the hospital. And of course, there's dealing with the families as well.
What can you say to make that any easier?
Well, you want to take a deep breath, resume your conversation with probably that relative from out of town who has flown in, and there's actually a name for it. They call it the sister from Syracuse or the cousin from California, people who have not been there for the course of a disease, of a medical emergency, of a treatment, that fly in and say, fix them. And in a number of cases, that is not doable. And we as individuals, as well as medical personnel, need to be able to step back and recognize that death is a part of life, that despite great advances in medical care, humans do still have this 100% mortality rate. And by using funny films, we can relieve the pressure of working around death.
What are some of those funny films?
Oh, you will love this. Young Frankenstein.
Which is one of my favorite movies.
And I'm, oh, yes.
What is their... I guess they do bring him back from the dead. Is that...
Well, the scene where he first tries to bring the creature to life and he's not successful and he's pounding on his chest and he has this breakdown, you know, about being unable to do that. So, and it's a funny scene. Critical Care, maybe not so many people know that one, but it's about life and death in the intensive care unit. Also a very funny film. The Doctor, Wit, Death Becomes Her. Ah, that's with Meryl Streep and Bruce Willis playing this contentious couple, and she gets this life-extending potion. She falls down the stairs and breaks her neck, yet she's still alive. It's sort of like the beginning of the zombie apocalypse.
Do you feel like you actually can get people to relax about this?
Oh, absolutely. I do it all the time.
And you're going to be speaking to medical professionals at your first visit, doctors and nurses?
Yes, the University of Michigan Health System, this is their third annual Grief Awareness Week event. I'll be in the Ford Auditorium at the campus.
Who will you be addressing in your second appearance?
The general public is welcome to come to the evening talk about Jewish funeral traditions illustrated with film clips. Interesting thing about Jewish burial traditions, they're very similar to Muslim burial traditions, and it's naturally green burial. So if those baby boomers out there are interested in knowing more about how to get a green burial in a conventional cemetery, you can just ask for the Jewish treatment, which is no embalming, a plain pine box. In Muslim burials, you can even just do it with a shroud, and in contact with the earth.
What will be the focus of your talk? To make it environmentally friendly? To encourage people to face the reality? Or what exactly are you going for?
Well, I'm with the Jewish funeral traditions talk, it's to not only introduce people in Jewish families as well as interfaith families about the traditions related to Jewish funerals, but also to help people think about planning ahead and all the details that need to be pulled together, and also to talk about what happens before and during and after a Jewish funeral, because it's very different from Christian observations.
We're talking to Gail Rubin, and you called yourself the doyen of death? Is that what you said?
The doyen of death, yes.
What does that mean?
A doyen is a woman who's considered senior in a group who knows a lot about a particular subject. So that would be me when it comes to the party. No one wants to plan a funeral or memorial service. When I became a death educator, my brother Mitch suggested that title, and I thought it was great. I ran out and trademarked it, and then I found out most people in America don't know what a doyen is. Oops.
At what age do you think we should start looking ahead and planning for this?
Really, as soon as you're 18. Advanced medical directives can be prepared by someone who is age of majority, age 18. And this is why we have our choice for whether we want to be organ donors on our driver's licenses, because chances are viable organs would need to be harvested after somebody's been in a tragic automobile accident. People don't want to think about that. And in fact, if you don't talk with your family about what you want done with your body, they are going to be in a position while they are grieving of having to make some serious decisions. So it's better while everybody's healthy and we can laugh in the face of death to talk about these wishes and write things down, make some plans.
Gail Rubin, death educator. I'm sorry, I don't even like saying that. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.